In his final words to the jury, prosecutor Ken Kratz accused the defense of ignoring the facts and trying to sell the jury an unlikely story that someone other than Stephen Avery killed Teresa Halbach. Kratz called it ludicrous to believe the defense's theory that police framed Avery simply because he was suing Manitowoc County for his 1985 wrongful conviction.
What you have to believe is that there is somebody else out there, that the real killer knew about, apparently, the lawsuit, where it was important enough to them to kill some innocent 25-year-old victim and plant it on Mr. Avery's property. That's absurd.
But Avery's attorney, Dean Strang, said Manitowoc sheriff's deputies had ample opportunity to plant evidence. Strang says they did so because they were embarrassed by the wrongful conviction and convinced that this time Avery is guilty.
This goes to my identity if I wear that same uniform. Since he really couldn't have been that innocent, he's got to be guilty of this one. He must be the right guy this time.
Strang asked the jury to, quote, get it right this time and find Avery not guilty. If Avery is convicted, he'll be one of only a handful of more than 400 people in the country exonerated by DNA evidence who later committed a new serious crime after they were freed. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.